anyway, we went ahead, and somehow we stumbled through the first few weeks. Candy, who'd gone off on holiday or somewhere, came back and discovered instead of the place being empty, closed down, she couldn't get in. We were booked out, and so that was the beginning of a run of luck for me. And it's simply a question of being the right person in the right place at the right time. I was making money hand over fist. We had a restaurant license. We had a, no, I think it was called a refreshment room license from Randwick Council to seat 86 people, something like that. And we never had less than about 500 in there. And so the first couple of hundred who arrived would get a seat at a table, and that would be a very small table. And when we ran out of chairs, we would use the crates that the Schweppes, that the soft drinks had come in. They were all in wooden crates in those days. So they would be upended and used as seats and stuck around. And so you might have two chairs and four Schweppes crates for six people. And a guy called John Francis was running the floor, taking the money and so forth, and getting people in. And I'd be in the dressing room and I'd hear people saying, but I've got 12 people. And Kay Francis, John Francis was called Kay after an early film star. And Kay, I'd hear Kay saying, don't tell me your problems, just get on with it. So the lucky ones, if they were lucky, got some sort of squashed accommodation, but nobody really minded that. The premises were appalling, but no one minded because they were with their own kind. But the others who were, in some senses, luckier, stood at the back. And that's where all the, you know, the cruising and the groping and the God knows what used to go on.